Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guests are Jessica Hefke and Adam Moss. Hello, guys.
Hi.
They're here with Leadership Jefferson City. They've got a special project they've been working on, but let's talk about first what Leadership Jeff City is, because some people may not know.
Leadership Jefferson City is a combination of some businesses and everything that partner with the Chamber to have this program. And the program is basically the representatives from these different companies are able to learn and tour and just get all this education experience of what Jefferson City has to offer. There's just things you learn throughout this class that you're like, man, I never knew that was here.
Yeah.
Or I never knew you could do that here. Or I never knew that service was here. What? Fill in the blank.
Right.
It's just a great way. If you plan on getting involved in this area in any way, I mean, if volunteerism, you're planning on, you know, working here long term, your kids are going to go to school here, whatever, Leadership Jefferson City is going to be a great way to just get a full understanding of what this area has to offer.
I moved to Jefferson City about 12 years ago. And so for me, I've gotten a lot out of Leadership Jefferson City because I've been able to see things that I didn't even know existed here in the community. And so it's been a great experience to be able to find really community involvement and things that I would also want to expand and be a part of. So It's really valuable if you are looking to be even more involved in your community. It is an application process. You fill out an application. They choose you and you're accepted into the program. And it's a great experience. I highly recommend it for anyone that wants to be involved and learn more about the community.
Yeah. Well, in full disclosure, I'm a graduate of Leadership Jeff City. It's been a few years ago. But yeah, I mean, to Adam's point, I was marveling at the opportunity you get in the classrooms and you see how the teachers are operating, or you have opportunities to see state government from a different perspective. Or the police department. Which one of you got tased?
Did one
of
you? We didn't.
There's two. Not, we didn't.
No.
Okay. All right.
We were the smart ones.
All right.
That's not something you volunteer for.
No.
but there were two.
Yeah.
Two members of our class that did it.
Yeah.
And we'd sit back and be like, why are you doing this? choosing this.
But to me, that's the other aspect of it too, is just a great networking opportunity.
Yes.
Your classmates, you bump into them throughout the year. I know myself personally, I've reached out to them for specific areas I'm working on, and it helps to connect you to the business community and the community overall. Congratulations on your impending graduation from that.
Something I'd actually add to that too is it helps, yes, you learn about Jefferson City, you learn about this community, but you also learn how Jefferson City connects to everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
For example, going to like Learfield, you know,
yep.
And how they have this network of all of these different universities and schools and everything all over the country.
Yep.
And a lot of that operation mainly happens right here in Jefferson City. So just knowing how we fit into the bigger economic world.
Well, and part of the mission of Leadership Jefferson City is to choose a project, a class project that you guys work on together. And it's totally decided by the team. So what is the project that you guys chose?
We are doing Battle of the Brews. And it's where brewers come. They bring their beer. We're going to vote on it. We have some judges. And everyone that comes gets to vote on it. There will be some professional judges that get to vote, and then also the popular vote. All of the proceeds also are going back into the community. It will go back to the Special Learning Center here in Jeff City. They are actually moving into a new building, so that will help. Those proceeds will go to them, and then also the Sneaker Project, which helps give shoes to kids in the community that need it. It's two projects that the class voted on, and the proceeds go directly back to them. And it's pretty cool because the proceeds go back also into the community for
Yeah. Well, and I like the connection there too, because Leadership Jeff City, one of the days was a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
So presumably you had an opportunity to hear about the different nonprofits and their work and how you might best connect with them.
We did, yeah. And we got to go tour some local nonprofits, and actually those were two that we got to go see. And after that day, we were able to, as a class, vote and see where we would like the proceeds from Battle of the Brews to go back into in the community.
So now Battle of the Brews has a good legacy here. It's been a popular event that Leadership Jeff City classes have staged in the past. Before we forget, so when is it? Where is it?
Battle of the Brews is going to be Saturday, August 24th. It's going to be starting at noon and going till 4 p.m. that day. There'll be a combination of food trucks there. Obviously, there'll be drinks, but there's also going to be live music. So we were able to get the Shiloh and the Murphy Ford Band. That'll be happening, like, again, through that 4-hour time span. Tickets are on sale right now, and you can get the tickets through our Facebook page, which is super easy to find. You just type in Battle of Brews in the little search bar up there, and I'm sure we'll pop up. And get on that Facebook page and get tickets through there, or you can get them through the chamber as well.
When one gets there, what are some other activities that you can do while at Battle of the Brews?
Well, I know that our premier sponsor, Pizza Haas, I think they're going to be hosting a beer pong table. So I think that was one of the games that everyone's kind of looking forward to. What were some of the other activities?
There's going to be a beer stein.
That's what it was.
The beer stein holding contest. There will be lots of fun and entertainment. The bands are obviously going to be a big draw. They're local big bands, along with the food and drink and entertainment.
And I think something I forgot to mention was the location. And it is, I think, the same place it was last year, which is the Jefferson City JC's Fairgrounds.
Okay. Okay, so if I'm there, are there opportunities for me to win anything? I mean, I'm obviously going to be enjoying the beer, but if I have some extra cash in my pocket, how can I spend that?
At the event, we will have the opportunity for raffles. Okay. I'll have an entire table set up for this. We've had a team dedicated on going and getting these great prizes from all these area businesses and everything like that. So please come with your ticket. Come in, and there will be extra opportunities to be able to support the Special Learning Center and the Sneaker Project with these raffles.
And the theme for the raffles are Jeff City, so it's Jeff City-based. So it will be Jeff City community-based fun events. So it's going right back to where you can spend those raffles. Will be things like prizes that you will be able to spend here in Jeff City. So it would be fun things like going maybe a gift card, for instance, to maybe Last Flight. Something like that.
Perfect. Perfect.
Have lots of fun there.
Come and have fun, and then you may win a date night.
All right.
Something else we'll have available too is t-shirts for the event. So if you want to, you know, also support and show that you went to the event, we'll have t-shirts available for sale and stickers too.
All right. Okay.
And a complimentary cup.
Yeah. You get a complimentary beer cup with you for your tastings.
So let's get back on my favorite topic, beer, because at one point we actually were going to make this podcast. You had a beer while we're having this conversation. So it's a subject close to my heart. So the brewers that you have, you say you have professional brewers coming, but then there will also be home brewers.
Yep. We'll have some home brewers.
How does that work? If I don't brew at home, but if I did, how would I go about entering into this competition?
So if you are interested in entering, you can contact us through our Facebook page, or you can contact the chamber and we will get you the information and get you signed up. We have, right now, we have about 20 brewers, commercial and home brewers. So we are accepting home brewers and we'd love to have you. So if you are interested, you just contact us through our Facebook page or contact us through the Jefferson City Chamber of Commerce and we can get you signed up. We'd love to get you more information.
All right. What sort of crowd should I expect there? What should I bring other than a thirst?
A need to have a lot of fun. I mean, we're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a little hot that day, but we are going to have plenty of tents. It'll be nice and cool. The bands will be a lot of fun. We will have seating and lots of shade. So come on out.
Okay.
From a people standpoint, I think in the past we've pushed around 600 people or so, if not more. So expect
that's about the crowd that we're looking at.
That's a great crowd. And fortunately, the fairgrounds has great parking, so it's easy to get in, get out. All right. Jessica, Adam, thanks for stopping by today and great luck with Battle of the Brews.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.